The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has admitted that mistakes were made in the handling of a political scandal that could jeopardise his chances of being re-elected later this year. However, Mr Trudeau fell short of apologising and insists there was no illegality in alleged attempts to avoid criminal proceedings for an engineering company whose top executives are big donors to his Liberal Party. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Justin Trudeau was expected to apologise at his press conference today, but stopped short, potentially worsening a scandal that threatens to engulf his government. The Canadian Prime Minister did admit that trust was broken in his office and he should have acted differently.
This has been a tough few weeks. Canadians expect and deserve to have faith in their institutions and the people who act within them. Almost every day as Prime Minister, I learn new things. So I can tell you without a doubt that I have taken and will continue to take many lessons from these recent days and weeks. I was not aware of that erosion of trust. As Prime Minister and leader of the federal ministry, I should have been.
It's alleged the Trudeau government attempted to interfere in a criminal trial for the benefit of engineering company SNC-Lavalin, bullying a female minister to help the multinational company avoid penalties for bribes paid in Libya. Trudeau's former Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould resigned over what she claimed was pressure from the Prime Minister's top advisor after the company said a bribery prosecution would lead to job losses, pushing for a fine instead.
In regards to standing up for jobs and defending the integrity of our rule of law, I continue to say that there was no inappropriate pressure.
The opposition has pounced on the scandal ahead of an election in October.
A complete phony act of fake sincerity.
Conservative opposition leader Andrew Scheer.
A Prime Minister who views political interference in the criminal justice system as a routine matter of government operation. And a Prime Minister who will readily trample the Constitution and the rule of law to win elections and to help his friends.
Mr Scheer has asked Canada's federal police to investigate and has called on Trudeau to resign. Meanwhile, polls taken since the SNC-Lavalin news broke show voters would toss out the Prime Minister and elect the Conservatives with a majority government. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.